Before we get started on today's episode, I have something I want to tell you about. If you are experiencing issues with your hair, and by that I mean slow hair growth, dullness, dryness, or even not just dryness in your hair, but dryness in your scalp, and you want to do something about it, you want to show up differently, then you've got to try Hair Revival. And here it is, Hair Revival. It is a twice a day supplement that is full of plant botanicals that have completely changed the health of my hair and the health of my clients. And if you are interested in trying it for yourself, I will place a link in the description. I do earn a small commission on any purchase made from this link. However, you also get a discount as well. So this is a team effort. So tag me at Roller Set to Mindset or at Angela B. Fuller so I can see your progress once you have made your purchase. I thank you for your support. Now let's get into the episode. Hey, love, welcome back to another episode of Roller Set to Mindset. I'm your host, Angela B. Fuller, master hairstylist turned certified transformation coach. Today, we have a juicy topic lined up for you. You know what today is. Today is First Sunday, and I get so excited about First Sunday because it allows me to delve more into my spirituality, and I share my view on the spiritual aspect of my life and the things that I do, the verses that I read, the experiences that I have. I share that in hopes that it gives you something to think about, and it gives you the idea of possibly deepening your spiritual convictions as well. So I'm excited about diving in. But before I dive in, you know, I have a pop question for you because this is how we do it over here. So my pop question for you today is, being that we just celebrated Resurrection Sunday, my pop question to you is, what does it take for you to rise again as it pertains to your personal life and, of course, your business life? And I want you to think about that question as we move through this episode. And I hope that I could say something that might inspire you to use what you read, your spiritual reading, your Bible, your meditation. Use the resurrection that Christ went through so that it could help you navigate your daily walk and whatever it is you are pursuing. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. Resurrection Sunday, that is a powerful thing that we Christians learn about, that we Christians read about, and that we first have to understand, because that is something that changed the whole course of history. Just like there may be certain experiences that you may have or that I may have that just changes the whole course of our life. And Resurrection Sunday was one of those things. And the reason I say that is because the sacrificial death that Christ went through kind of reminds me of the things that we go through as Christians or as business individuals, as human beings in general. There are some experiences that causes us to want to just give up, that we go through things that can be so treacherous that we feel like we cannot overcome it. But I believe that the sacrificial death of Christ on the cross is sufficient for our sins because it shows us that even though we sometimes can fall short, that when we stand on what we believe, even if we don't achieve the ultimate success that we would consider the ultimate success, it also shows us that we can still overcome what we would consider the death of an idea or the death of a project. You know what I mean? And so we have to learn that the sacrifices that we make to achieve, the sacrifices that we make in our personal life, the sacrifices that we make in our business life, it's not all loss. There's a reason for it. And most times, if we stay true to the game, we will find that the reason help us to be a better person. The reason also help us to be a better business person. And so don't be afraid to go all in when it comes to your ideas. The second thing that I get from Resurrection Sunday, as it pertains to my daily journey, my daily walk, is the idea of not allowing fear to feel as if it has the power to defeat me. Because fear doesn't have to have the grip on us that we sometimes give it, you know? Because if we're not careful, fear can cause us to be immobile. And sometimes immobility feels like a death. But what I'm here to tell you all and try and instill upon you is that you can have life and you can have it abundantly. And don't allow fear or don't allow the slow pace that our projects or our lives can sometimes take. Because so many times we want things to happen in a hurry. And if it doesn't happen in a hurry, or if it doesn't happen in the time frame that we have given it, we want to consider it a dead idea. We want to bury it and never revisit again. But I'm here to tell you is that we can defeat the thoughts that we sometimes have about something being dead, about a desire of ours not coming into fruition. We can defeat that and we can have the life that we say we want, whether it's in our personal life or whether it's in our business life. And the third thing is, I want you to get the fact that your creativity matters. I read something once that says matter matters. You know, the same way Christ, when he rose from the dead, he wasn't a ghost when he came back to earth, you know, walked this earth. He wasn't a ghost. He was a full body, fully functioning human beings. So that tells me that the physical matters. You know, what is physically produced by you, it matters. It has value and it also has meaning. And Christ, after being resurrected, his physical body tells me that the physical matters. And it's not just the spiritual, but it's the physical as well. Because when we manifest anything physical, we not only change the lives of ourselves, but we also change the lives of those who witness our creativity. And it gives them hope. It gives them the idea that they can do it too. And so let our actions show that we are risen people, that we can live as risen people. When we go through our trauma, when we go through our struggles, when we go through our disappointments and we rise above it, that's a physical act. That's an act that we can see, that we can touch, that we can feel, that we can hear with all of our physical senses. So Make no mistake about it. What you do in the physical, it matters. It matters for you. It matters to you. And it also matters for others who are looking on. Because what we're doing is we're giving individuals the courage to believe that they can do it too. And I think the missing ingredient a lot of times for us, I know it has been for me sometimes, is that I fail to use faith as my superpower, because none of this can happen. The struggles we have and our ability to go through it, to fall in love with the process, to rise above the process, and to come out producing on a physical level, all of it, when I tell you all of it, I mean all of it requires faith. And what we have to do is infuse our faith into all of those areas, infuse our faith into all of our struggles, into our attitude, into our belief system, and into the commitment that we made to bring a thing into the physical. Because I found that one of the hardest things is to be not only committed, but to be consistent with your commitment. Because yes, when you made that commitment, when everything was on and popping and you were excited and it looked like it was all going to work out, that's the same energy that you need when things start to move a little slow, when things start to look like we're not going to meet those fourth quarter goals, when it looks like there's no clientele walking through the door. You're going to need your superpower called faith. And you're going to have to infuse it into all your self-doubt, into all your inhibitions to make it work. And when we use our faith, then we begin to see our challenges differently. We begin to welcome the challenges, because we know that in the end that we have the victory, and the victory comes through our belief. The victory comes through knowing the process that things have, you know, everything has its own gestation period. So what may take one thing 3 months takes another thing 6 months. What might take one thing 9 months may take another thing 12 months. But through it all, through that process, we got to hold on to the fact that we have the victory and we can win. And so I really want you to consider, when you are trying to create great change, when you are trying to do something that has never been done before, when you are trying to raise something from the dead, it's going to take a whole lot. It's going to take the right attitude. It's going to take the right belief. It's going to take being committed. And it's going to take your faith in the fact that you have the power. Okay? I'll talk with you soon. Bye. Mwah. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to follow along on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, all at Angela B. Fuller. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday morning for new episodes. Okay? Bye.